Last week we started talking about the Hakdama of the Ramban to Sefer Shemois, and you saw it that the Teuchen of the Sefer is the Golus Mitzrayim and the Geula from Mitzrayim, and how he was Masbir why Shemois ends with Pikudei, with the Pasha of the Shechina coming to rest in the Mishkan, because he feels that the Geula from Mitzrayim is not complete until there was Shovu El Malas Avosam Shoho Yosoid Eloya Ale Oholehem. Now, this is such a Yosoid sticker. I mean, Sefer Shemois, Sefer Shemois is Sefer Shemois. So we need to understand it perhaps a little more profoundly than we did last week. And I want to go over this Hakdoma from the Ramban again, so that we can be medayik what we need to be medayik. So let's read what he says. V'nisyached sefer ve'ele shemois be'inyan ha'golus ho'rishan ha'nigzor be'ferush u'vi'geula mimeno, the golus and the geula. ולכן חוזר והסחל בשם אז יורדי מצרים ומספורם, אף על פי שכבר נכתב זה אין ויגש, בעבור כי ירידוס ומשם הוא רשס הגולוס. This is the ceremonial beginning כאילו of the golos, so it starts at the beginning, there's 12 שבותים come down to מצרים. כי מאוז הוחל. Now, why does it end where it ends? והנה הגולוס אינו נשלם, Ad yom shuvam el mekomam. Now this mekomam is a very, very interesting word. We'll get back to it in a moment. Ve el ma'alas avosam yoshuvu. Apparently that there are two conditions. That they have to come to mekomam, and they have to come to ma'alas avosam. Ukeshiyotsu mimitzrayim, afal pishiyotsu mibes avodem, adayan yachshuvu golem. They were still golem. They weren't yet nigolem. Ki hoyu be'eretz loylohem nevuchem bamidbar. That seems to be a problem in Mekomam. They're not yet in their Mekomam. Ki hoyu be'eretz loylohem, so it's not Mekomam. Nevuchem bamidbar, so it's not Mekomam. Ukeshebo el ha-sinai ve'osu ha-mishkan ve'shav ha-kodesh baruch hu ve'hishre shchinosoi b'neihem oz shavu el ma'alas avosam. Like the Ramban Ki'ilu is holding out a bait to us. We have to start thinking. He said there were two problems. That they weren't in the Mokam, because they were still Nevuchim Bamidbar, they were still Be'eretz Lailahem. And also, they weren't yet Malas Avosam. Okay, let's read that phrase again. Number 1, okay, so we need two things. So they weren't yet al mekomam, and Ramban didn't need to explain why they weren't yet al ma'alas avaysam. They just came out of Mitzrayim. So he says, when did they return to ma'alas avaysam? When the Shechina finally came to rest in the Mishkan. Oz shavu el ma'alas avosam, sho yosoid eloya aleo aleim, vehimem ha-makova, ba'oz nechshuvu ge'ulim. But you didn't say, you said just now that there are two conditions which you need to be ge'ulim. That they be shuvam el mekaimam, and return to ma'alas avosam. And you're saying that what happened in Sefer Shemois, they returned to ma'alas avosam. They were still not, they were still in an eretz lo'ilahem. But Nevuchim Bamidbar would see in a moment, but they surely weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. So how are we supposed to understand this Ramban? Now, I'm a big chassid of the Beis Hayayin, this beautiful, beautiful Perush on the Ramban in Chumash. He, of course, asks the question, but I'm a supik in his answer. You'll draw your own conclusions, but what does he say? He says, Aval Pisha Dain Hoyo Be'eretz Loilohem. He's asking the Kashi, of course. So he says, still, but kivan shal kol ponim kvaloi hoyu nevuchim bamidbar, they weren't nevuch bamidbar, I guess because the Mishkan is among them, v'shovu el ma'alas avosam. So Yutaka didn't have el mekaimam, but at least they were not nevuchim bamidbar, v'shovu el ma'alas avosam. So what does that mean? But the Ramban said that they weren't al mekaymim. I don't understand them. Why should the Ramban in two sentences suddenly forget the things that he said? Nobody was twisting his arms before when he said that they weren't yet on their mokaim. He could simply have said, oh, there was Nobuch Bamidbar, and they weren't Shav to Malas Avosim. Oh, but the Mishkan came. They weren't Nobuch in the Midbar anymore, because the Mishkan guided them, and they were Shav to Malas Avosim. What forced him to say that they were not yet Al-Makaymah? And if he did say it, so that's also a condition. So if that's also a condition, well, that wasn't fulfilled. Very, very difficult to understand the Ramban. Now the Beis HaYayin goes on, and it's beautiful what he quotes, but I don't think it answers the question. So he says like this: V'l'dvor of Kan miskaven Rabbeinu b'chasimas perusha l'sefer zeh. When the Ramban ends Sefer Shemois, he was miskaven to this Shtikel Torah over here. Because why? V'hine nishlam Sefer Ha'Geula asher Hashem Elokei Yisrael bo voy livnei Yisrael am keroy voy. Look at this beautiful lashon: Hoshiyoy miyad Sinai v'goaloy miyad oyvoy. Ve'elav yovoy be'alfei shin on ve'rechev ribo loses lo teiras emes lahanchel yesh es oyavoy. He gave us this beautiful Torah with all his malochem. Bono bono beis zvul lishkan shchinoso al keruvoy u'mikdash le'mikdash shehamelech be'mesibay. Wow, it's beautiful. Yeah, that's my thing. If that's the Shtikel Torah, that's beautiful. If what was missing was that they had not yet been Shovel Malas Avosam, so there's no suffix in the world that at the end they had been Shovel Malas Avosam. But who was forcing the Ramban earlier to say that they weren't in their Mokra? It's very difficult for me to make Shalom with this Hagor over here of the Beis HaYayin. Again, this is in no way minimizes my Ha'arotze of a really, really, really excellent Sefer on the Ramban. But over here, I'm not sure exactly why he was happy. So what's really going on over here? So it seems to me that what the Ramban is implying, why he doesn't spell it out exactly as I'm going to spell it out now, but I think what he means, I can't tell you. Perhaps another couple of sentences would have avoided the whole problem. But I can't take responsibility for why he didn't say the following. But it seems to me that the concept of Mokheim, what does it mean? What is the lotion of the Ramban? Let's just look at it again. Says, "V'hinei Yagolus Eina Nishlam Ad Yom Shuvam El Mekomam." They have to come back to their place. Also, let me just see what the Beis HaYayin says over here. I didn't look at this before. Zui Melitza Meloshen Hakosov Ve'ena Kavonu Baze L'Shiva L'Mokam Hafizi Elo L'Mekomam Haruchni K'moy Shemamshech Ve'El Malas Avoysam Yoshuvu. Shazehu bio mashakosav ad yom shuvam el mekomam. Kamosha masayim shenechshavu geulim kushashovu el malas avoysam. Behashroas hashchino beinayim afal pishadayin loishovam el mekomam hafizi. So he's really doing a good job. That he's defending the next thing that he's going to say. And he says, oh, okay, he never meant anything. When he said mekomam, he didn't mean mekomam. At least he didn't mean Mekaymim in the physical sense, maybe. He's right, I don't know. But, the Mahalach of the Loshen, I don't know whether it conveys that. V'nei Agolus Eina Nishlam Ad Yom Shuvam El Mekaymim Ve'el Malas Avoysam Yeshuvu. And he means that it's not two conditions, like I said, but what it means is Shuvam El Mekaymim to the Ruchni Yistika home. And what is that? El Malas Avosam Yeshuvu. Yeah, but then he shouldn't have said that they were Adayin Yeshuvu Goylem Kiyoyu Be'eretz Loilohem Nevuchim Bamidbar. So he's talking Be'eretz Loilohem, and he's talking about Nevuchim Bamidbar. I don't know. You people, if you're listening to this here, you have to draw your own conclusion what exactly is being said over here. It seems to me that the way I learned is the right shot. I mean, you see that from the way it fears out. Be'eretz Loilohem, he's not talking about this is also like a melitza. Eretz Loilohem doesn't mean a physical land. It means a metaphor for an undefined ruchnius standing. Maybe, I don't know, I really don't know. But I want to share with you what I think is really going on over here. I mean, essentially, of course, and the Etzem Yesoid, which is saying that somehow the Hashroas Hashrina on the Beis HaMikdash apparently was maspik to take away all the earlier problems. Of course that's true, because that's what the Ramban says. But my question is, so how does it take care of the problem that they were in an Eretz Loilohem? He says it takes care of Nevuchim Bamidbar also. Not even sure whether it does take care of Nevuchim Bamidbar. There's still Nevuchim Bamidbar. I mean, the Anane Kovod were guiding them before they built the Mishkan. I'm not sure exactly. It seems to me that the healthiest thing would be to take the Ramban at his word. No, but if we take him at his word, we have a problem. So then, how does the Pikude take care of that? How does the Ashros Hashrina on the Mishkan take care of the first requirement? I think that we talked already in these Shiurim. I think that the answer lies in the Posuk in Hazino, like the beginning of the Shiras Hazino. So what does the Posuk say over there? Behanchel Elyon Goyim, Behafrido Bnei Adam, Yatsev Gevulos Amim Lemispa Bnei Yisrael, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chelek Chevel Nachalosa. So what does it mean? Yatsev Gevulos Amim Lemispa Bnei Yisrael. So, Zot Rashi over there, in the one pshat, that when he decided after the Doi HaFlogo, Behanchel Elyon Goyim, Hanchel L'Choyra means, the Pshuta Shel Mikro, he gave them the Nachala, he gave them the lands. In other words, he decided to divide mankind into different nations, and those nations would be defined by the countries in which they would live. So Behanchel Elyon Goyim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to create nations, each with its own Nachala, which means each with its own mother country, so Yatsev Gevulos Amim LeMispar B'nei Yisrael. He was Miyatsev, the Mispar Amim, the number of nations which he created was equivalent to the Mispar B'nei Yisrael, 70, the Shivim Amim, the 70 nations, and they were connected, the 70 Nefoshos who went on with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. That's how Chazal learn over here. The Rashi brings the Chazal. So that's 70 and that's 70. Nu versteht sich, we have a problem. Hazinu, whatever history it is that Hazinu is telling, it's got very, very, very few psukim in which to tell him. So just this has amor, nowadays they say, oh, how cool, right? Just these are 70 nations and these are 70 people. Ooh, isn't that interesting? But what does it mean? I mean, why is that important if you've got 43 psukim in which to tell me world history? I mean, just to make room for an interesting little piece of trivia that's obviously not going to make it. The Teretz is that is a Meiradike Yesoid. That is the Yesoid of Klal Yisrael. That is what lies at the bottom of the whole of Shiras Hazino. Ki Chelek Hashem Amor, Yaakov Chevel Nachalosei. This Am Yisrael is different than the Ummah Sa'ilam. Let's not discuss now what 70 means. I think we talked a little bit about that, perhaps last week or perhaps earlier. So 70 is a magic number. We've got 70 Amamim, you've got the Shivim and the Shinos, you've got the Shivim people in the Sanhedrin. Shivim is an important number. But what the Pasuk is saying is that significance which the Ummah Sa'ilam reached, that they were 70, which they reached through Behanchel Elyon Goyim, through countries, is what Klal Yisrael reached through people. So Shivim Nefesh, B'Shivim Nefesh Yoda Vosei from the Mitzrayim, that we are not country bound. That is the Yesoid. Why? Because Chelek Hashem Amoy. Countries define the people who grow up in them. Who are the Americans? Think of the Grand Canyon. Think of the beautiful mountains. America the Beautiful. from sea to shining sea. That leaves its mark on the Americans. You want to know the Swiss? Think of the Alps. If you want to know the Yidden, think of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Kichelek Hashem Amar. That means once Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael, so then the concept of an eigener country, of a country that forms us, is bottled. Ein kaze davar. Does not exist. So we're not defined by land. I think the pshat in the Ramban, which we started questioning at the beginning, I think that the pshat in the Ramban is that when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were not geulim. Why were they not geulim? Because since they weren't shovu l'ma'ala savoysam, since they weren't yet what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be, and what is Klal Yisrael supposed to be? It's supposed to be an am whose ethos is expressed by the closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, show you soy de loya aleo aleham. So they were not yet that. So if they're not yet that, so then the country which the Ribbono Shel Olam promised them, what significance does Eretz Yisrael have to them? At that point, so the significance of Eretz Yisrael is that it's their country. So as long as they're not there, so they're not geulim. They're nevuchim be'eretz midbar, and they're not al mekayma. They're not home. But that concept of not being home exists only up to the point at which you cease being just a regular nation. At that point in history, there weren't 70 nations, there were 71 nations. And Klal Yisrael was another one. They weren't yet defined as carefully and as accurately and as pneumistically as they would be once the Mishkan is there and the Shrina dwells among them. So at this point, their relationship to their land was similar to the relationship of all the other people. So they're now not in their land. They're in the Midbar. What was the Lashon again? What will define them when they come to an Eretz Lohem? What's the Eretz Lohem? That's Eretz Yisrael, which the Rebbeinu Shlom promised to the Avos, and they weren't there yet. Literally, they weren't there yet. And they missed that. When the Rebbeinu Shlom was Mashre, Shechina, in the Mishkan, at that moment, they became Kichelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chelek Nachalosa. That's when they really became the Segula of the Rebbeinu Shlom. At that point, Eretz Yisrael loses not one iota of its kedusha, but the relationship to Eretz Yisrael. The relationship to Eretz Yisrael changes completely. There's no more shayachos to Eretz Yisrael as a country in the same way that England is the country of the Englishmen and America is the country of the Americans. There's no such thing. It's not our country. On the contrary, we've mentioned that before. In the matzav in which we are most there, namely when Rav Yoshev Aleh, Kol Yoshev Aleh, the whole of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. They're all there, there's nothing missing. David HaMelech sitting on his throne, the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Kohanim are doing the Avodah, everything, Urim, V'tumim, Nevi'im, Alts. What is our relationship to Eretz Yisrael? It's not your country. You can't sell your fields on a permanent basis. You know why? Because they don't belong to you. So what kind of country is that? You give me a country and then you tell me it's not mine. And that's not talking when we're in Golos. It's talking about when we're in Eretz Yisrael with every single detail in place. And what happens then? Dafka then, he gave him the Soshavim Atemimodim. So the Pshat in the Ramban, I think, reflects over this Ramban in the beginning of Shemois. It's such a Meir de Gezach that he's plotting Keilu, the development of Klal Yisrael from the moment it first left Mitzrayim and entered the Midbar. Lechte Racharei Bamidbar Ve'erez Lezeruah Meir de. But you weren't Yidden yet. Meaning, you weren't yet what you were supposed to become. To become what you were supposed to become, namely, to be real children of real Ovos, that you only became when the Mishkan was built and the Shechina was Shoyre among you. Oh, that's my God. This Ramban is wow. A wow should be wow. Interestingly, the Beis Hayayin, I'm not naming Zich to the Bainer of the Beis Hayayin. I can't stress enough what a wonderful sefer it is. But in the course of that little note which he makes, or not such a little note, so he says, V'kach kosav b'psicho l'sefer v'yikro. Ki kasher ho yosefer echad, he's quoting the Ramban in the beginning of v'yikro, ki kasher ho yosefer echad b'inyin ha'golus v'ha'geulah mimeno, v'hishlimoi b'inyin oyel moye d'kroid Hashem ha'shemole yosam mishkan ayin shom. That's true, that's what Ramban says. He's coming back to this Yisoid, that the Geula from Mitzrayim ended when the Mishkan was built. That's absolutely true. We'll just read that Hagdomah of the Ramban, just a few lines from it, because it's a long Hagdomah, which we don't have to read now. It says, HaSeifa HaZeh U'Toyros Koyanu U'Leviyim Yevaya Boi Inyone HaKobonos Kulon U'Mishmeres HaMishkan Ki kasher ho yosefe echot beinyin hagolos vageulo mimeno, vehishlimoi beinyin oihel moed, ukvoid Hashem asher moles hamishkan, bediyuk like he says in Shemais, tziveyu bekobonos, vishmiras hamishkan, shiyu hakobonos kaporo lohen, vlo yigmuru hu avoinos lesilu kashchino. V'tzivu bekoyanim, and so on and so forth. Toiros koyanim, it's the sefer, which through kobonos he later on he explains most of the other parshas in Vayikra, they all fit in to this picture of the Torah of the Koyanim, in as much as this Sefer is the Sefer of people who live with the Mishkan in their midst. That's beautiful. But, you know, coming straight from Shemois and thinking how much care the Ramban invested in showing the coherence of Sefer Shemois, namely that from the beginning till the end it's one story, it's one Sefer which begins with the Golos and ends with the Geula, and he explains why this last Pasha in Shemois in Pekudeh, I think we talked about last week that it's Ein Mukta V'Mukha V'Torah, actually this Hashroz Ashrina was only later in Shemini, but the Torah pushed it forward to over here to the end of Pekudeh to tell us that the whole building of the Mishkan, Trumot, Tzavek, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudeh, it ended up the way it was supposed to end up, and the Shechina came. I didn't come at that second, it came a few days later, Nishkefer. That's one of the klolim where the Ramban is willing to countenance a Mukdam or Mu'ucha Batara to finish the current story. Fine. Why didn't the Ramban, I asked myself, in this beautiful shtickle here, in his Hakdoma, where he shows how the Sefer Shemos, how Sefer Vayikra follows on this theme of Sefer Shemos, that Sefer Shemos begins the theme of defining Klal Yisrael as the people in whose midst the Ribbono Shel Olam rests, and follows on now, and now you've got this Mishkan, here's a Sefer to tell you what to do with this Mishkan. I asked myself, why does the Ramban not explain how Sefer Vayikra ends? In other words, if the cohesion of Sefer Shemois was so important to him, why wasn't it important enough for him to explain to us how Sefer Vayikra ends? Now he doesn't. And the fact is that the way he ends it, it's just unbelievable. I can tell you this, that I'm all still excited about it, because I was really oimed on this only this morning when I was thinking about this shiur. But when it suddenly hit me what's going on, it's really unbelievable. Now, this is not the Ramban. This is Moshe Eisman. Well, it's not Moshe Eisman either. It's what it says in Chumash. But I think I understand much, much better than I ever did what's going on over here. We all know that at the end of Bukhul Kaisai, you have the Teichocha. So you have the Teichocha, and then it ends. Eile achukim v'mishpotim v'atoyros asher noshan Hashem v'inoy v'im b'nei Yisrael v'hasinai b'yad Moshe. End of the Teichocha. And now comes towards the last Pasha in Bukhul Kaisai. V'idavar Hashem el Moshe leima dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amata leim ish ish ki yafli neide be'erkecho nefoshois l'Hashem v'hoyo erkecho hazocho meben 20 shono v'at ben 60 shono v'hoyo erkecho 50 shekel. My whole life I never understood this business of the arachim. what is going on over here? We know there are two dinim. There's domi olai and there's erki olai. Domi olai is something that I can understand. And every person has a value. Domim, yeah? So if, when slavery was still noyeg, if somebody would want to sell himself on it, so then there's a price. You would be Messiah, I guess, what his skills are and how much brawn he has, and that determined his value. So domi olai, that I understand very well. Erki olai, as we all know, is a fixed amount of money depending on the age group and depending on your gender. If you're a zocher between ages 20 and 60, your erech is X. If you're a zocher from 5 to 20, your erech is that. If you're a kever, it's that. So there are two determinants, namely the gender and the age, and that determines the erech. Now, why would anybody want to say erki olai? I just didn't understand. I mean, I never understood that. Why would I want to do that? It sounds something completely artificial. I haven't got the vaguest idea why. I'm just trying to look up my erech at the moment, so it's not particularly striking because I'm past 60. So whatever it is, that it's not what I'm worth, because that's domi olai. So it seems a seemingly arbitrary sum of money, which the Torah attaches to this age and gender to which I happen to belong. So what would move me to want to be menatav that to the Beis HaMikdash? In short, I don't want to go on too long, but I looked at Rav Shamshon for El Hirsch, and it's taka like it boggles the mind how beautifully he touches it. The first thing that he says, I'm going to be very quick now because we've already gone longer than perhaps we should have done. Yeah, he says the Techocha ends, Eile hachukim v'mishpotim v'atoyros, asher nosan Hashem beinoy uvein b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe. This is the end of what Sefer Toros Kayanim demands of us. Chukim, mishpotim, toyros, that's what Jews have to do. And the whole Sefer Vayikra, from beginning to end, has been dealing with these chukim and mishpatim and toiras. Finished. We are through with obligations. But this Sefer Toiras Kayanim, this Sefer of holy people, there's another shtikl Torah over here. Vaydav Hashem el Moshe leim, adabel b'nei Yisrael v'amata leim, ish ki yafli neder be'erkecho nefoshes l'Hashem. Kinderlich, we're not talking obligations over here. The obligations are finished. Noch einmal. Eile achukim v'mishpotim v'atoyros asher nosan Hashem beinoy v'en ben Yisrael v'har Sinai v'yad Moshe geendigt. The Alter Rebbe Shem is telling us, you know what? If you're good Yidden, so you may at some point in your life have the urge to identify yourself that you're Mokan. Where are you really at home? Where do you belong? Who are you? What makes you tick? What is your Yiddishkeit? What is it that makes you a chelek of Klal Yisrael? So the Rebbeinu Shem says, that is not like the value in a market. The value in the market depends on what you can deliver. First of all, I read it in the German, and he used a word to describe what the erech is, which I didn't recognize. I didn't know that. I know German fairly well, but that's a word. It's a technical word. It's a word, as we'll see in a moment. And I didn't know what it meant, so I went to a German dictionary. And I didn't know the English word, which they used. They used, for the German word, which Rav Shamshon for El Hirsch used, they used goodwill. So goodwill as a word, I wasn't sure exactly what it meant, so I looked in the English dictionary. And I found that goodwill is very interesting. There are several meanings. And one of the meanings is a technical term in accounting. And what is goodwill? You'll excuse me one second. I wrote down what the dictionary says because it's so important. I'm going to quickly run and get it. Okay, I'm sorry. So what does it say? The dictionary says like this. What is goodwill? An intangible asset valued according to the advantage or reputation a business has acquired over and above its tangible essence. Now, don't you want to dance? That is what Erech is. Noch einmal. An intangible asset valued according to the advantages or reputation a business has acquired over and above its tangible assets. That is what Erechim is. It doesn't deal with what we do. It doesn't deal with what we do. What we do, the rest of Vayikra is taken care of. That's the Chukim and the Torahs and the Mishpatim. That is Sefer Vayikra till the end of the Teichacha. This deals with the intangibles, the advantages, the reputation we have acquired over and above our tangible assets. If you want to know what our tangible assets are, you have to have an accounting sheet of these mitzvahs, these averos, this is who I am, this is what I've done. But Vayikra ends not with what we have done. Vayikra ends with what we are. No different than any other person. I can stand next to the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world. I can stand next to anybody. And as long as both of us are schorim, and as long as both of us are in the same age group, who are we? Not what we do. What we do, those are our assets. But what we are, that is the halacha of the Arachim. And that is the Meir de Gezach. That by Yikra ends, b'diyuk, the way Shemois ends. It moves from actions to being. What's important is not what I do, but what's important is what I am. What I do at the beginning of Shemois, I'm wandering around, rootless, countryless, nevuchim b'midbar, be'eretz lo Elohim, that's what I'm doing. By the end of Shemois, it didn't matter anymore that we were still in the midbar, because the stress was not on what we were doing, but on who we were. We were the people among whom the Ribbono Shel Olam feels at home to rest his Shechina. And that's b'diyuk what Sefer Vayikra is also. So the Sefer Vayikra grows out of Sefer Shemais. And what does the Sefer Vayikra be mechadish to us? Moiradik! He says exactly that. Yankel, you have an Erech. Rav Samson Hirsch is medayik, the Erechon Nefosha is. It's not interested in your physical body. It's not interested in what you did and what you didn't do. On that I have a cheshbon, I'm a shofet tzedek, I'm an avarachaman, melduchkoman. But who are you? What's a yid? What is a yid? And for that, look, you live in a physical world, so how can I tie up neshamas for you? So I'll give you this and this and this amount of money, that's what you should give. Is there a side to the misporim? Isn't there unimportant at this particular stage of the analysis? But it doesn't matter. There is an amount which will serve as a metaphor for you. And when you feel the urge to express yourself by saying, where am I? What is my real mokam? My real mokam is in the Beis HaMikdash. If that is what you're looking for, that you will find in the halacha of the Erechim. We've gone away from the area of doing to the area of being. We've gone away from the tangible assets of the business to the advantages and reputation a business has acquired. Meir in der Welt. Let's think about that.